So as you're letting your eyes go out of focus and you're looking past them, I want you to just allow any impressions to come to your mind. Now, they may not necessarily be colors. You may not be seeing colors. You may be hearing things. You may be seeing ideas. Who knows? You may be feeling something. Just let it all come to you. But what you're really focusing on, although your eyes are out of focus with that person, you're really focusing on getting any information you can from them. And that's really what the aura is. The aura is an energy field that has all kinds of information. Information about where they might have some sickness, information about what they're thinking, information about whether they're passionate about their lives or not, information about how much energy they have or how tired they may be, information about how pure their thoughts are or impure. And it's not for you to judge what you're seeing. I just want you to take it in. They're just a test subject. They've offered to let you look at them or look through them. So let go of judging or any of that. Don't judge your pet or your spouse or your plant. Just let go of all that. And I want you to just focus on anything that's coming to you. And as you're focusing on that, looking past them, but focusing on getting impressions from them, I want you to start asking yourself what that would look like if it had a color. So maybe you're getting some ideas from them, some impressions from them. But start thinking in terms of color now. Maybe you're already seeing colors around them. The aura swirls. And it's usually not something bright, like a bright red light or green light or yellow light. When you're driving, it's usually something that's see-through, more like a smoky light. Like cigarette smoke, like the blue cigarette smoke, the blue-gray cigarette smoke. But it would have a more distinct color to it. Green, yellow, white, red, brown. And if you really start letting go of what you think you're supposed to be seeing, remember, trying without trying, and letting these impressions form and thinking about what color they might have if they had a color, then you'll start to see the aura. Now, some programs will tell you exactly what all the colors mean of the aura. But I think that you can determine that for yourself. What do you think? I think that you have a natural, innate ability to determine what those colors mean. Because you're only seeing them as colors since you're looking at them, or actually looking through them, but you're seeing them in your visual field. If you closed your eyes, you would still get impressions from them. But the impressions would be something along the lines of words or feelings. Things of that nature. So even though the aura is a bunch of colors, you are still able to determine what those colors mean. Now, I already told you one, green, the color of learning, the color of healing. It's also the color of giving. But you can tune in and you can really start to get an idea of what's going on with that person, realizing that the colors are just a manifestation of what's really going on. They're just a visual way to say something that's really not related to color at all. Because what does learning really have to do with the color green? It's just a visual representation of it. So tune in to the deeper meaning now, because seeing colors is interesting, it's fascinating, it's fun, it's neat to look at, but you need to tune in to what the colors mean to really get anything out of it. Because if you just see green and it doesn't mean anything to you, then it doesn't help you, does it? You need to tune in to what it means to you. And as you become more spiritual and as you become more in tune with psychic powers and abilities, first of all, let go of the idea of being more spiritual than other people. I'm more spiritual than them. Well, they're more spiritual than me, but soon I'll be more spiritual than them. It's not a contest. We're all spiritual. It's just a matter of, when I say being more spiritual, being more tuned in to the powers that you already have. We all have spiritual powers. We all have the ability to read auras and do all kinds of other wonderful, amazing things. But it's a matter of how much we tune in to the ability we have and really develop it. But as you do that, as you go through that process, what you're going to find is that you're going to get certain messages and certain things that maybe would have happened and kind of passed by previously when you, maybe you thought, oh, okay, that just happened, just something that happened, just coincidence. So things that might have happened that way before will now happen with you realizing that that's some sort of a message. Something's going on there. You're being told something. Something's being given to you. A message is being given to you. So pay attention to what goes on in your life when things happen. What does it mean for you? Is there something that you can get from it? And as you tune in, what you're going to find is that if you purify your thoughts, meaning you let go of wanting to gain something, and you let go of wanting to hurt people, and you let go of wanting to use psychic powers to get rich and just help yourself, and you let go of all the negative aspects of psychic powers, what you're going to find is that you're led down a path which is very helpful for you, which is the path that you need to be on. You're going to find that certain indicators will show up, sort of like street signs: go, stop, turn, yield, and so forth. You're going to find that certain doors are open for you that you ignored before, and probably messages have been coming to you for a long time. You're wondering what to do, where to go, what to be, who to be with. And messages are coming to you from the spirit world all the time, but you've probably been ignoring them, and it's time to tune into them. So let's get back to looking at the aura. Let's get back to your subject here, who's been so patiently waiting as I've talked about this and that. And I want you to continue looking past them, 20 feet past them. And I want you now to tune in to something that you might think is bothering them. And it can be a plant or an animal or a human, but something of a physical nature. Tune into something of a physical nature that you think is bothering them. Now, I don't want you to get the preconceived notion of, well, I think this is bothering them, and let's see if I can see anything in their aura. What I want you to do instead is just put that out there as a question. What's bothering this person? And make it a physical something, something physical, so that it's verifiable. You know, when somebody's knee hurts, it's verifiable. They can say, yes, my knee hurts. So something you don't know about them, again, it's a lot easier with a human because you can ask them. With a plant or an animal, it's going to be a lot more tricky, but hopefully you'll get a human subject soon enough if you don't have one already. So tune in now as you look past them, 20 feet past them, and you've already tuned into their aura. You've already asked, what color would it look like if you could see a color, if you could see various colors? What would they look like? If you get an impression, you ask, what color would it look like? And so hopefully by now you've seen, at least vaguely, a few colors. But you're asking now if anything's bothering them physically. Just focus on that point 20 feet past them and focus on that question. Is anything bothering them physically? Just keep focusing. Allow any impressions to come to your mind. Remember, even though this is an exercise about reading the aura, information can come to you in any number of ways psychically. You may get a picture in your mind. You may get a sound in your mind. You may be told something. So pay attention to everything. But now I want you to focus on there being a color associated with that. If there's anything physically bothering them, ask what color that would be, and also ask where it is. So now you're looking past them, 20 feet past them, but you can see them. You can still see them. They're still in your visual field. So I want you now to get any impression that you can about a color on any part of their body that's starting to show up now. And if you are, I want you to ask them about that. Ask them about that. Go ahead and mention it right now. If it's a human that you're dealing with, ask them about that. If it's your dog, conversation might not go so well until you've really developed your psychic powers. But I want you to ask now if they're a human, if there's anything bothering them and where. Okay, and they should be giving you a short answer now. You can talk more about it later, but a short answer now. Okay, so you have your information. Now, maybe you got something, maybe you didn't. Maybe you thought you had something, but they said no, there's something else going on, and you missed it. That's possible. The idea is you're practicing, and the more you listen to this recording, the more you can practice. You can also practice on your own without this recording. You can use the hypnosis recording to program yourself at night for 3 weeks, 21 nights in a row, and thereafter as needed for reinforcement, maybe once a week or once a month, whenever you feel you need it. Or you can just put it away for a long time, and if you feel your psychic powers diminishing, your access to them, you can start listening to it again for another 3 weeks. It's up to you. After the initial 3 weeks, it's just there for you to use if and when you need it. But for right now, you realize that you're learning how to do this. So you can do it with this recording, using it each time you practice this technique and the other techniques, or you can do it without the recording. You can just make yourself notes or remember how I do it and continue practicing. Practice for 3 weeks. Work on your skills. Perfect practice makes perfect. So if you take the time to clear your mind, protect yourself, and practice without rushing it, you will develop your psychic powers. Okay, so let's thank your visitor for being part of this experiment, and go ahead and let them go now, and we'll get back to working on your psychic powers, developing them without the person present. So there are a lot of other exercises we can do right now. So here's the next exercise I would like you to do to develop your psychic powers. And keep in mind that initially when you're doing these exercises, maybe your success won't be quite as high as it will be eventually. Use these exercises initially as sort of an assessment to see where your psychic abilities are and realize there's always room for improvement. I suggest as you continue doing these exercises that you keep a record of how you're doing. In many of the exercises that I'm going to teach you, it's going to be very easy to keep track of the percentage of success you're having. For example, if I have you guess the number that somebody's thinking, you can keep track of how often you're right. Let's say you're right one time out of 10. Well, that's 10%. If you're right 10 times out of 100, that's also 10%. So keep track of the percentage of success. The easiest way is to do each exercise 10 times and find out how many times you were correct in guessing. Now remember, your guessing is actually going to be your letting go of trying and tuning into your psychic abilities. It's going to feel like guessing, perhaps, but eventually it won't. Eventually it will feel like receiving the information. And it's a wonderful feeling when that happens, but keep track of how many times you're correct out of 10. That is the percentage. Again, for example, 3 times correct would be 30%, 4 times 40%, and so on. It's best to practice with something that's not a yes or no. For example, asking someone if they like something and trying to figure out if they like it, yes or no. Well, there are only 2 possible answers. So your odds, just by chance alone, are pretty good, about 50%. So you'd probably get about 50% right just guessing yes or no answers. And that can be a little misleading. So make sure you're guessing something that has a variety of possibilities for answers. For example, guessing colors or guessing names, something like that, in which there are a lot of possible answers. That way you'll know that you're not just getting lucky and guessing. You're actually tuning into your psychic powers. But on to the next exercise. And this can be a lot of fun. Now, currently when I'm making this recording, text messaging is very popular. Sending text messages is very popular. Eventually that may change into something else. Who knows, we may be sending psychic messages one day. But for right now, who knows, someday maybe the phone companies will find a way for us to send psychic messages. But for right now, text messaging is very popular. So here's a fun exercise that you can do with a friend. And you don't have to do this right now, but keep this exercise in mind. What I'd like you to do when you do the exercise is take out your cell phone and have your friend take out their cell phone. Now, just in case in the future if cell phone texting goes by the wayside, nobody's doing it anymore for whatever reason, you can also do it by email or by writing the answers down on a piece of paper, something that I'm sure will never go out of style, writing something on a piece of paper. But the idea is when you do it through texting, you text in the answer and you send it to the person. Okay, so that way they'll know that was your guess. For example, if I'm trying to guess your favorite color, I would type in the word purple. Not that that's your favorite color, who knows? But that could be my guess. And I would text it to you. Okay, now without looking at that, you tell me your favorite color. And you're right there face to face with me. After you say your favorite color, then you look at the text. That way it's completely fair. I'm not changing what I'm going to guess. And you're not looking at it before you tell me your favorite color. It's sealed. It's done. There's no chance of cheating on this. Does that make sense? In other words, if I just ask you to tell me your favorite color, and you say blue, and I say, okay, that's exactly what I was going to say. Well, how do you know I'm not just making that up? And how do I know that you weren't changing your favorite color just to try to throw me off? This way, if I say, I'm going to guess your favorite color, I'm going to text it in right now, and I go ahead and do that. I text it in, and I send it to you. You don't look at it. I'm watching you. We're right in the same area, or we're face-to-face, and I'm watching you. And then I say, okay, I just texted it to you. I just sent it to you. And now, before you look at it, I'm going to tell you. And before you look at it, you're going to tell me if I'm right or wrong. So I then say purple. And you say, well, my favorite color is purple. Or no, it's blue or green or black or some other color. And then you look at it. Okay, now another way to do this with just pencil and paper would be I say to you, I'm going to guess your favorite color. I write it down on a piece of paper. I fold that piece of paper up so it can't be seen through. I hand it to you and I say, okay, now tell me your favorite color. You tell me your favorite color and then you open the paper and look at it. Now, as you get better and better at this, this is going to seem like a magic trick to people. Because what I like to do, and I was looking for houses the other day, I was talking to a realtor, and I said to him, I just got the impression that he was from Michigan. Now, I don't know what the Michigan accent sounds like. In fact, he didn't have a very pronounced accent at all. I just got the sense that he was from Michigan. We were in Georgia at the time, so there was no logical reason for me to guess by where he was that he was from Michigan. And I didn't have his cell phone number, so I couldn't send him a text, unless I had figured that out psychically, which I did not. But I texted in the word Michigan to a friend of mine. I opened up a text messaging window, and I texted in the word Michigan. Then I asked him where he's from. He said Michigan. I held up my phone, which said Michigan on it. And obviously, he was a little concerned that I had investigated him or something like that. I later on did that with a friend. I said, what's your favorite number? And she said 7. And I had already texted that number to her. I said, look at your cell phone. And she saw the number 7. Now, we had never discussed favorite numbers before. So this can seem like a magic trick to people when you do it this way. Instead of setting it up as an exercise, once you get good at it, just text them the answer or write down the answer and fold it up or email them the answer and then ask them their favorite color or number or what have you. And hopefully you're right. And if you are, it seems like a magic trick. They're really stunned and amazed. Of course, then they want you to do it again and again and again. And as we know with anything, you're going to have a certain percentage of success. It's highly unlikely you'll be right 100% of the time, but your percentage of success is going to be very high. Now, eventually, you'll probably guess wrong, and that's okay. Because just as we don't see things clearly all the time with our eyes, sometimes we see things we think are there, but they're not. We see them the wrong way because of our vision, while our psychic vision can be the same way. So enjoy this exercise. Somehow record the answer, seal it somehow electronically or with paper and something to write with, and then ask the person what their favorite color is, their favorite number is, what city they're from, what state they're from, etc. Do this 10 times with one person each time you do it. Log your success rate. These exercises I give to you, I want you to do them every day for 3 weeks. Now, the idea is you're also using the programming recording, the hypnosis programming recording designed to increase your psychic powers. So you're getting better and better. Also, you're going to use some of the techniques that I'm going to share with you to make your powers better and better, stronger and stronger. The idea is that you will see your percentage of success increase. A typical increase would be from probably 20% to 70 or 80% consistently. Now keep in mind what I've said, that one of the ways to get better is by not trying, by relaxing. You will probably notice that during those times when you force it, when you really try, when you really feel under pressure, your guessing is going to go down, your percentage of success is going to go down. Whereas if you just relax and just let the information come to you, rather than looking for it, let it come to you, ask the question, let the answer come to you, you will find your percentage of success goes up. So before we get into the next exercise to test and assess your progress, let's learn another technique that's going to help you improve your psychic powers. I want you to get used to using a screen in your mind, envisioning something on a screen. So if you're not driving, you can do this exercise now. If you are driving, then wait till you're done. But if you're not, I'd like you to close your eyes and just imagine a screen in front of you. It's 3 feet wide and 3 feet high, or if you use the metric system, it's approximately a meter by a meter. And I want you to imagine that on this screen, you can see a flower. And imagine it being a beautiful flower with beautiful petals. And I want you to imagine this flower blooming. That's right, going from a bud and blooming, opening all the petals open, and imagine it closing. That's right, you're just priming the pump. You're just getting your visual senses attuned. That's right. And also as you do this, I want you to imagine feeling the motion of those petals opening and closing. Keep doing this in your mind. The flower opens and closes. You can feel them open and close, and you can feel how good that flower feels when it opens and how relaxed it feels when it closes. Okay, that involves your kinesthetic sense of feeling motion and feeling emotion. You can also hear it. So it makes a wonderful sound when it opens and a relaxing sound when it closes. That's right. Now I want you to see the flower turn different colors and even turn into different flowers, from a rose to a tulip, into all sorts of different types of flowers and all sorts of different colors. And as it continues opening and closing and changing colors and changing forms, I want you to hear it counting. One, it opens and closes. Two, opens and closes. Each time it opens and closes, that's a different number. And you can also hear the colors that it changes. Whatever they are, purple, orange, green, red, You can hear the color each time. And you can feel the numbers and feel the colors. You can sense them. This is a wonderful exercise for priming your pump, your visual, auditory, and kinesthetic pump in your mind, so that you can see, hear, and feel things. Now, normally, I want you to do this exercise for about 5 minutes, opening and closing the flowers, and the flowers change forms. You can do it as quickly or slowly as you want. And I want you to hear the number each time, and I want you to hear the color each time, and I want you to feel the number and feel the color each time. This primes your pump on your screen, because this is all happening on that screen in your mind that's 3 feet wide and 3 feet high, or a meter by a meter. And so when I want you to imagine something or pick up something psychically, it's easy for you to do. Because just like when you prime a water pump, and then the water flows easily when you need it to, when you prime this pump, the visions, the sounds, and the feelings flow easily when you need them to. Avoid going into psychic readings cold. Always warm up, just like a gymnast before a performance. A gymnast warms up. No matter how good they are, whether they're an Olympic gymnast or a beginning gymnast, they warm up. This is your warm-up. So now you know how to protect yourself and how to warm up. Okay, that was a technique I wanted to give you. Then we're going to work with it a little bit as we go. But right now, let's jump into another exercise, an exercise that will initially help you assess where you are psychically and, over time, help you track your progress as you improve psychically. I want you to, perhaps not now, if you're not in a store, but next time you go to a store, get some index cards, good old-fashioned index cards. And on these index cards, and if you don't want to get index cards, by the way, you can just cut some paper into the size of index cards. But I want you to make sure that whatever marker or pencil you use to write on them, it can't be seen through. So if you hold it up facing away from the person who's sitting across from you, they won't be able to see what's in it, what's behind it, what's written on it, unless they're looking at the side that it's written on. And I want you to write a few things. On one of them, I want you to draw a triangle. On the next one, I want you to draw a circle. On the next one, a square. On the next one, a straight line. On the next one, a squiggly line, like an S. And on the last one, don't write anything at all. It's just blank. Okay, now the idea with this exercise is that you're going to show the person all of the cards. You're going to lay them all out and show them all of the different shapes, everything you've drawn, and show them that one is blank. And you're going to explain to them that they need to hold up the cards one by one so that only they can see them. Now make sure you don't have a marked deck. You know what I mean. Make sure the triangular one doesn't have a dirt mark on it or something like that that you just kind of ignore, but you know that's the triangle one. You want to make sure that you're not cheating yourself here, okay? So make sure they all look the same on your side. In fact, better yet, don't even look at the cards when your friend is holding them up, because here's the way it works. You have a friend sit across from you and go through each of the cards. And they have to concentrate on the card. They hold it up in front of them and they look at it. They're looking at it and concentrating on it. Now, when they're holding it up and looking at it, just in case there's a special wrinkle on the circle one or a dirt smudge on the square one or what have you, something that you know about consciously or subconsciously, it's better to look away. Rather than looking physically at them, at the back of that card, it's better to look away. But just in case you happen to steal a glance at it, it's best to have it so that when it's facing you, you don't see anything, but they see the design. And so what they will do is they will go through a round of 10. They will randomly pick 10 cards, one at a time. They will hold the card up. They will focus on the image. They're focusing on the image, and you are using your blank screen in your mind to see the image that they are seeing. So rather than tuning into the image itself on the card, you're tuning into their mind, and you're imagining a link between their mind and your mind. You can imagine this in the form of a pipeline with flowing water, electrical lines with flowing electricity, or whatever works for you, but imagine a link between your mind and their mind. And you're able to download the information from them onto your screen so that you can see it. So ideally, they would hold up the picture of the triangle, and you would see on your screen a triangle. Now initially, your percentage of correct guesses may be low, or at least lower than it will be eventually at the end of 3 weeks. Keep practicing. You want to have them not tell you whether you're right or wrong until you're done with all 10. So they'll pick 10 in any order they choose. In fact, they can do all triangles if they want, or they can mix it up. They can have the blank one show up every now and then if they want, in which case, ideally, your screen would remain blank. You can take as much time with each one as you want. I recommend a time limit of 5 minutes, just so your friend doesn't get tired of holding the card there and focusing on it, and become fatigued and stop focusing on what that design is. Because you see, if they start thinking about other things, it's no good anymore. They're going to send you all kinds of images. So I recommend setting a time limit of 5 minutes maximum for each card, only doing 10 at once, having them only tell you the correct answers at the end. Now this means they have to log their answers somewhere. They have to write them down or type them down so they remember them. Number one, circle. Number two, square. Number three, blank, so forth. They need to write down the answers so that they will know them. They should not rely on their memory. They should write them down. You should also write down your answers. Don't tell them the answer each time. Just write it down. The reason you don't want to tell them the answer, and especially the reason you don't want any feedback, is because you don't want to hinder your results. Let's say you guessed the first three wrong. Well, you're going to start thinking negatively. You're going to start thinking that your screen isn't working properly. Whereas if you don't know that you guessed the first three wrong, then you don't know whether or not your screen is working accurately, and you have more confidence, or at least you haven't knocked your confidence down. Sometimes we need to warm up a little, even during the exercise. Which brings me to another point. That is, you may want to, depending on your time available and how good of a friend this is, how much they want to go along with this, you may want to do this a few times. You may want to do this, say, 3 times, because you may get better and better as you warm up. Now, if you keep doing it all day, you may get worse and worse because your mind may begin to wander. Just like your eyes can become blurry after a while, your mind can begin to wander and your screen can become blurry after a while. So keep these things in mind as you do your exercises.